This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Holy crap, it is. It's Johnny and Tim. We're back. Evan, thank you for holding us down. Matt, negative 15 degrees. Dude, are you okay? Evan.
Oh, man. Of course. Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'm like 15. That's nothing. Sitting over
here.
Yeah.
Goodness,
it's brutal,
yeah,
dude. It's my
good
dog.
Good to be back. Listeners, thank you for just dealing with some of the excellent shows that we've put in the past, and we've given the opportunity for people to hear them again. But we are back live again tonight, fully leaded, Busted Pencils, Education Talk Radio. The moment. Every time, Johnny, we get on this show to talk live, there's just something in this moment. You know, we've talked about teaching and learning in the pandemic. Our guest tonight, Dr. Christopher Schaberg, he is the Dorothy Harrell Brown Distinguished Professor of English, Director of Editing and Publishing. He's also part of Loyola's Environment Program. He's got a piece, High Flex Teaching is the Black Mirror of Higher Education. Christopher Schaberg, welcome to Busted Pencils, man.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate that you read my little screed.
Not a problem. Okay, so we said teaching and learning during a pandemic. This has been crazy, okay? So you've got some pieces in a progression. We're going to get to them. But your latest piece in Inside Higher Education talks about high flex teaching, a little bit of an issue. Before we go into the deep, dark recesses of holy crap, what is this moment? What is high flex teaching, at least from Dr. Schaberg's point of view?
I remember when I first read the phrase on an email that came out, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, it was sort of like, you know, everything's like getting scary and weird, but guess what? We have this new thing. It's called high flex learning. And you can choose to do this. And it was presented as a kind of panacea, or at least a silver lining, that because we had the tools and the technologies, we could arrange our classes in such a way that, you know, we could be partly in class face to face, partly teaching online as instructors. Some of our students could come join us in class, and some could stay online and learn virtually. So it was kind of presented as this, like, everyone can get what they need from this moment, and in a way, that was true, you know, that could be done. But I sort of was paying attention to the tolls that this was taking on, you know, my colleagues and my students as, you know, as the pandemic kind of was grinding on.
So if I look at this, and Johnny, you can talk about this, but high flex, really, it's like access anywhere, anytime, teaching and learning. If you're a student, so from a student point of view in higher education, hey, if I feel like coming to class face to face, that option's there. If I feel like sitting in bed in my pajamas, I can join Zoom, Teams, every platform. And if I'm a faculty member, I can deliver my content via some learning management system, you name it. I mean, this is all good. What do you mean it's a panacea? This sounds like learning on demand at every time. This is the magic bullet we've been looking for to reach and grant access to education to everybody. Oh, Christopher, though, you got a dark secret, though. In 2019, though, we got to remind people that Inside Higher Education, you were on record as saying, teach online, me, never. All right, yeah. We got to start there first. What in 2019, you had the audacity to say, I'm never going to teach online. What was that all about?
Well, and let's just be clear. I paid for that, you know.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I went to a small liberal arts college in Michigan. I, you know, made my way back to a relatively small liberal arts university in New Orleans. And I've loved teaching small classes in person for, you know, 11 years before the pandemic. And this was like, a little bit before the pandemic, I was like, no, I won't do that. And that was because of, you know, pressures to teach online or to think about how I might be able to teach online. I was like, no, that's not what I do. Even though I understand that a lot of good instruction happens online. But, you know, within a year, I was, of course, teaching online like everyone else. And so I had to, you know, eat my words and have some humility and actually learn how to do it well, or at least survive.
Yeah. So, actually, insidehighereducation.com, check out Christopher Schaeberg. You can see the list of these. It's a series of three articles. Why I'll Never Be Caught. You didn't necessarily say that, but I'm not going to teach online. To, oh my goodness, it's a pandemic. Okay, maybe this stuff's going to work out. All right. So, working out in your mind when you wrote the second piece, where you're like, okay, I have to do it. Was there a humbling effect where you actually did learn and go, I understand why this works?
Well, I mean, given the moment, yeah, there was a sense of, and especially listening to my students and realizing that so many of them really both preferred and or needed class to be online, even when we had the option, you know, a year ago or so, to maybe revert to back face and face. Why not? Like, why wouldn't I rush back into the classroom? And yeah, it took me paying attention to my students' needs to realize, actually, in this moment, teaching online is the smart thing to do. And yeah, that probably opened me up to, there are a lot of different circumstances where teaching online makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. So, Johnny, what about, you know, teaching online? Did you feel that you were forced and thrust into it, just to put in your perspective?
Well, I mean, that's oversimplifying it a bit, because I think I share a sentiment with Chris here, and that idea that there's nothing quite like teaching in community, in spaces where we can just really, really interact and responsively kind of, you know, have that essence of teaching and learning happening in a classroom. And that's how most of us trained and apprenticed it, in the craft of teaching, right? And so that shift seemed really flat and seemed really different. And I had done both, right? So I'd done some online teaching and abundance of my teaching experiences face-to-face, as we call it now, or in classroom. And so I learned to get better at online. And I think online for me was a ton harder, because it was early on learning that you're not showing up to a classroom with all of the things in it that are allowing you to just focus on a particular aspect of your craft. You're building the entire thing. So really early, I learned as a teacher that online teaching was a lot more work to do well, and it was different work, but it could be done well. And so, having done a little of both, I felt like, okay, I was ready to get put online and I could adjust. And when we were all one or the other, could help my colleagues and peers learn to do the online teaching, because I had some early training in it and was able to adapt some things and see, oh, in a classroom, this is what it looks like. Online, it's something totally different. It's a different set of skills. And so learning those things and being able to do that, initially, like we all were, right? We were thrown into it with COVID protocols. High flex, whew. I think I was telling you, Tim, we'll be going to a break in a moment here, but I was saying this morning, high flex put a pro player into a completely different game, because now you're constantly shifting between two. And I'm going to argue, I have yet to see anybody, and I can give props where props are due, do both as well as they're able to do one. And so I'm still kind of figure out what's the balance and the compromise on that. And boy, I will tell you, both can be exhausting, teaching in person, teaching online. It's hard work when you're doing good teaching, right? But the high flex, the combination of both on the fly with constant different information of who's going to be where, it's, I don't want to say it's impossible, because we'll figure it out, but it is beyond exhausting, and it's a tough nut to crack. And as a pro teacher, right, pro level in the pedagogy area, my game is not on point. I'll tell you that. It is rough and struggling, and so are my peers.
Well, so Christopher, and I think, you know, when we come back from the break, the high flex teaching is the Black Mirror of higher ed. There, brother in arms in Johnny Lupinacci and going, okay, wait a minute, let's talk about high flex. I love teaching in person. In fact, being forced to the moment of teaching online, even adapted, learned some really good things, was able to do that well. Now this moment, and I think this is what we want to do when we come back, Chris, is saying, okay, is high flex now going to become mandated policy? Sure. So Christopher Schaefer, yeah. Dorothy Hamill Brown, distinguished professor of English, Loyola University, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education, back after the break.